Hello and welcome to the Townsend Training Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Townsend, and I will be looking at bringing you all the latest information and education that is out there and turning that into usable information that you can actually use to improve your life, reduce your body fat, increase muscle, improve your happiness, and generally live an all-round healthier lifestyle. Hello, welcome back. This one is not as rant-fueled, shall we say, as last week's. This is an episode that I never thought I would ever record. The reason being is I never thought I would ever publish a book. And that is what today's episode is all about. I'm going to talk to you about my book. I've got it in front of me. So if you hear some rustling and moving around, that is why. Now, I am not going to tell you... No, I'm going to tell you what's in the book, but I'm not going to read you the book. I'm not going to tell you in depth the content of the book, because that would take away from the point of it. There's people that have gone out and bought this, which I am hugely grateful for. It's a little bit surreal, but humbling all the same. And obviously, it will make no sense for me to read you out this book and tell you exactly what's in this book when people have gone out and bought it with their money. For which I'm hugely grateful for, and it makes it all worthwhile to know that it is helping and people are actually going to read it and actually take something from it, which you will. I 100% guarantee you will be able to take at least 10 points from that book that will change the way that you operate your life, quite simply. If you can hear that noise in the background, that's the ice cream man. Not really appropriate for what I am, for what I'm trying to get across, the point I'm trying to make. However, so, back to it. This book, it took me, when did I start? I started writing it well over a year ago. I'm trying to think back now. Well over a year ago. And I quite like writing. I'm not really a video person. Although I do them, I'm not really a talking to the phone type person on social media, although I do it. Put me in front of a computer and ask me to write about something and I would say I'm certainly quite good. I find it a lot easier to get my point across, probably because I've got a bit more time to explain things a little better. That's probably the honest answer. Yeah, it took me over a year. And, like, it's not the biggest book. I say it's not the biggest. It's 23,000 words still. But the detail that is in the book, it covers a wide topic, I guess. But it goes into detail in particular parts, all the way down to, like, different vitamins and minerals and sort of where the sources of where they come from. So, like... If you know that you are, like, for that, if you go to a doctor and you say, and he says to you, you are deficient in X, Y, and Z, chances are he's going to give you a tablet. In this book, we'll tell you what vegetables to go and eat. And let's get round it the real way, instead of covering up problems and issues with a flipping tablet, eh? Anyway, so, yeah, it took me over a year. And I am very, very happy with how it come together. I'll tell you where you can get it from, stuff like that at the end. But the book, so it's a mixture really of nutrition, health, quite a lot of mindset, psychology stuff in there, a little bit of maths, a little bit of calculating, story. about a tortoise. And that's all I'm going to say to you. And it covers almost a bit of everything. A little bit of everything. Why have I written it? I've written this book because I sit there most days banging my head against the table from what I read on the computer, what I listen to sometimes. You can log on to your computer, who uses a computer these days, a phone. Log on the internet on your phone and there'll be someone telling you something about a diet. Listen to a podcast or get an email from someone else and they'll be telling you a complete different thing. And neither are wrong. Neither wrong. And that's sort of what it goes into in this book, is it tells you the right diet for you is the one that works. Whether that is diet A over here that you're reading on the internet, diet B over there that you're like, they won't both suit you. And that is the point we try and get across in here. I'm not going to say too much. It holds your hand and tells you exactly how to make your own, I'm not even going to call it a diet plan, a nutrition plan. So you never have to jump on the latest diet that's come out from Celebrity A, who's just kicked out of Big Brother. I'm not going to say Celebrity Love Island because I always abuse that on here. So the diet that right for you is the one that works and the one that you can stick to. And in this book, I don't know why I'm waving it around at the phone because no one can see it. It holds your hand. It tells you exactly how to do it. And if you can do a little bit of maths, like, you will not struggle. I promise you that. Every question I think I've ever been asked about fat loss, about food, about diets, nutrition, sleep, water, vegetables, fruit, carbs, timing of when you eat, I have answered in this book. That is how much information is in this book. Every question I've ever been asked, I've answered a question in this book. I'm almost 99.9% sure I have. That is why I can guarantee you will take something from this book. 100% guarantee it. Now, I'll go through the headlines. They're not the news, is it? Go through the chapters. It's got 17 chapters in it. So that gives you an idea of how much information is in here. And what I was quite careful not to do was to go into too much. Because I didn't want to lose people. And that's one thing that I'm actually probably quite guilty of, actually, is I assume people know things that I know, forgetting the fact that I've studied and researched and been for university learning this stuff for, 12 years? About 12 years. And that's something I'm quite bad at, is I just assume that people know things. And I start, instead of starting at point A, I start at point D without explaining the bits beforehand. And that's essentially what you need to do. You need to get if you can get the basics right, the rest almost fits in. It's like building a puzzle, I guess. If you can get the outside done, laughing, the middle doesn't take very long at all. So this book, it covers the fundamentals of fat loss. Now, I'm not going to go into too much detail. Basically, what that tells you, that tells you what you need to do, essentially, in order to lose body fat. That is what that does. Next chapter covers the calorie and what it actually is, what it does, why it is the single most important thing regarding fat loss. It's also the single most important thing regarding putting weight on. It's also the single most important thing regarding staying the same body weight. Now, one thing I'll say here is I do not write in this book that you must count calories for the rest of your life. So if that's what you're thinking, if that's a question of yours, that is not in there. The next bit is all about how you expend your energy in the day. So that's chapter 4. Chapter 5 goes very deep, very deep. It's all about the roles of each vitamin, mineral and nutrient. So it covers the macronutrients. It then covers fat-soluble vitamins, water-soluble vitamins. Just to give you a little idea, there's things in there. Magnesium. It tells you the function of it, where you can get it from. Calcium, copper, fluoride, iodine. All that good stuff that people often overlook and don't really think about. And I've put that in there because, and I'm sure I wrote a Facebook post about it only this week, actually. Is it's all well and good eating foods, but your body, if your body is not in a healthy place, it can only digest and use a certain percentage of what you're actually putting in, which is why it's important. It's not even important, critical, that you eat vitamins and minerals so your body operates in a healthy way. Moving on, chapter 6 covers sleep. I'm going to say no more. Chapter 7 is all about hydration. Chapter 8, this is where I think it gets really good. And these are the bits that I thoroughly enjoyed writing. If I'm honest, these really, really good. The psychology behind fat loss. That is all about why people, that's the gap between, that's what that, this chapter here, that chapter here is the gap between someone saying, I'm going to lose weight, and not achieving it. That's what that is. That's exactly what that chapter is. Number 9, process goals. Bit of goal setting. That is all about enjoying the process. If you don't enjoy the process, you are not going to stick to it very long. Chapter 10, the good food, bad food debates. That is all about, how can I explain that? Is that fundamentally is how you make a nutrition plan fit you. Because me and you, we don't like the same foods. My good food might be your bad food. Your bad food might be my good food. Depending on goals, depending on all manner of things. Now, if I said to you peanut M&Ms, you're going to say bad food. If I say to you peanut M&Ms, I'm going to say to you good food. For me, I eat them pretty much every day. So that to me is a good food. Why? Because it makes me stick to my nutrition for the rest of the day, which is why it's now my good food. That's it. That's all I'm going to say. All I'm going to say on that one. Chapter 11 is creating your own nutritional plan. That's where the maths comes in. Tells you how to do it. Tells you exactly what food groups to eat. The amount you need to eat for your body type. And essentially tells you exactly. That gives you the blueprint. Is that the right word? Blueprint? I think it is, yeah. That's the design work, if you like, of your nutrition plan. And how do I know it's a successful one? Because you write it yourself. Chapter 12, Myths and Fad Diets. This is where I talk about a few diets that are out there at the minute. I tell you the good points and the bad points of all of them. I tell you, need to be careful here, what works and what doesn't. And then dispel a few myths along the way of what you will have heard from people of which there is no backing, no evidence. It's just come from one person saying one thing and grown legs. Dispel the myths. Chapter 13 is the benefits of exercise with regard to fat loss. So that is how you can use exercise to support your goals. Chapter 14, methods of tracking progress. This chapter's all about how you can measure your progress. Different ways. A little bit on the scales as to the when, whys and hows. And then it also goes into a little of different other options that you have in there. Chapter 15. Slow and steady wins the race. All I would say there is tortoise. That's all I'm going to give you on that one. I laughed several times writing that chapter. I'm not going to lie. Chapter 16 is called Change. Again, one of the better, possibly the best, certainly top three chapters in this book. Because it makes you think. Thought-provoking is what that chapter is, and it will make you look at things in a very different way. And then the final chapter is called Create Your Why, Bulletproof Your Mindset, and Become a Winner. It sums up the whole book, I guess. It sums up the whole book. The most important chapter in the book. But make sure you read the first 16 before you read that one. Otherwise it won't make sense. It will all tie in together. So that is the book. That is all I'm going to give you. And why... If I gave you this book for nothing, you would not, most of you probably wouldn't even read it. You certainly wouldn't value it because I've given it to you. And if you don't value it, you are certainly not going to believe, not even believe, because it's not really a belief that's in there. You're certainly not going to read it and follow it. And use it, that's the word I'm looking for. You're not going to use it if I just give you it. So I urge you, $19.99, that book, that's all that is. That is less than what I used to charge when I first started personal training for an hour's PT session. Less. I started up on £30 an hour, what I charge people for an hour. This book is like 12 years worth of knowledge. And for $19.99, honestly, is an absolute steal. And I'm not just saying that because I want you to buy it. I would like you to buy it if you want to change. If you want to change and you don't want to be confused with the ridiculous amount of information that is out there about nutrition. Some of it absolute bananas, no pun intended. But this book just simplifies it. It simplifies it all, and then it breaks it down, and then it builds it back up again into fundamentals and principles that work, and then it lets you create your own methods. This is exactly what it does. A bargain. Christmas is coming up. Get it on the Christmas list is what I urge you to do. I don't know if I can put it on mine. I might do. I might ask for it. It's a good book. It is available only from Amazon. That is the only place you can get it. Worldwide. It is available worldwide. And I know I've sold one in a different country already, actually. Which is really good. So if you want it, jump on Amazon. Let it know. If you've already bought this book, stick it on your social media and I will repost, retag, do all sorts. And I'm thinking about running a little competition with it for every person that's bought it. And I might run it for a couple of months and I'll think of a good prize. If you've bought one of these books and you have a picture of you reading a book and you have given it a rating on Amazon, you will be entered into a competition pot. I've just thought about this on the spot here, so I've got no prize in a minute, but I'll make it a nice one. Make it a good one. So a picture of you with the book and a 5-star, obviously, rating on Amazon. A review on Amazon is the best thing you can do for me for this book. So if you review it on Amazon, the more views it gets, the higher it bumps up, basically, for people who might not know about me, who just search for fat loss in Amazon. And actually, if you search fat loss in Amazon, it comes up. I don't quite know how. And it comes up next to Eric Helms's nutrition, strength and nutrition pyramids, which is pretty epic. It certainly is for me anyway. If you know Eric Helms's, you'll understand why. So I will hold it there. If you've got this book and you've already bought it, I thank you like so much, like beyond belief. Publishing a book was a little bit of a... wasn't a little bit, it was a big dream of mine. And for people to actually go and buy it is still not quite sunk in, really. Didn't really sink in until this morning when one of my members, Lucy, bought it out and we had a photo with it. And it wasn't until I'd actually seen the book, because hers got delivered before mine. Can you believe it? And it wasn't until I actually saw the book and actually had it there printed, and it suddenly sort of hit me a little bit. As to the achievement of it. It's not so much that writing a book is hard. It's convincing yourself and having the confidence to go and do it. A bit like, if you haven't listened to the first episode of this pod, I'm sure it's the first one, about having the confidence to do things and doing things sooner. I urge you to do it. And I'm not going to lie, hitting publish on the Amazon page scared me a little bit. It did scare me a little bit. And that is why I knew it was the right thing to do. Right, I'm going to hold it there before I rab it on for too long. So if you want it, there's links all over social media, Facebook and Instagram. If you're on my emails, you will have got it also. But I will also put it in the little notes section on your podcast platforms. So you can click the link. And also, it's also available on my website now. I've spent the afternoon changing and jazzing it up. So the book is now available on their website with a link through to the Amazon. So you can purchase it there. But if you've got any questions about it, fire them through. And I will answer them. But in my honest opinion, it's a very valuable book. But then I would say that. But it is. So, apart from that, I'll finish it there. I have no topic for next week to discuss. I'm usually quite good at being at having sort of three or four ahead. But I haven't got one. It's been a bit of a busy week. Those of you that have seen it, been following my social media, would have seen that I've been jetting around. Jetting around makes it sound like I've been abroad. That was the week before, wasn't it? Just driving around in my van more than anything. To different places. So it's been a bit of a week, so I haven't really had time to sit and think about the next couple of weeks as a podcast. So if you've got something you want me to talk about, send me a message and let me know. And if you think I've probably already got one, send it anyway, because then that'll cover me for the next 2 or 3 weeks of different topics. Because if I can talk about topics that you are going to listen to, that makes this far, far better. Right, I'll hold it there. Once again, thank you ever so much for listening. I hope it has been of some use. If you are contemplating the book, yes and no. And if you didn't even know about the book, hopefully that has helped you out a little bit as well. Right, I'll hold it there because I've done 26 minutes. And I will speak to you again next week.